Just outside Shreveport, Louisiana, a drama worthy of daytime television is playing out. Teresa has settled into her maturity, but she still gets plenty of attention from suitors. There's Jameau, sweet of nature and quite obviously smitten, and Conan, bold and brawny, as his name might suggest. And then there's Magnum, young and agile at just 17. Now in the autumn of her life, Teresa thought she had left motherhood behind. Her last baby was born 13 years ago. This was a time to focus on companionship and safe relationships, or so she thought.
Teresa is now at the center of a mystery that has rocked a facility called Chimp Haven. That's right, Teresa is a chimpanzee in her late 40s. She recently gave birth to a baby daughter, despite the fact that every male chimp in the animal sanctuary had supposedly undergone a vasectomy.
Dr. Linda Brent is the director of Chimp Haven. She's also a behavioral primatologist who's known Teresa for 20 years.
The colony manager came in and told me I was a grandma. That's how I heard about it. And I was, it took me a second, and she said, Teresa has a baby. So, of course, we went out right away. And they had they do rounds regularly here just to check on all the individuals. And Teresa lives with 18 other adult chimpanzees in a 5-acre forested area. And when they went to do the rounds in the morning, they didn't see her anywhere, but sometimes they're in the middle of the woods and it's hard to find them. So they were kind of checking to see where she was, and when they saw her, she was kind of walking out from the middle of the woods carrying an infant chimp in her arms. I heard about it just right after that.
And then there was that question, though.
Oh, yeah.
There was a baby. There had to be another chimp involved in this.
Yeah, certainly the next thought on everybody's minds was, you know, who was the father of this little baby? So we've been doing what we can on our end to investigate that. There are 7 males in the group. 3 of them are potentials, I guess, at least what the care staff think, that individual males who seem to particularly like Teresa. So we're collecting samples, and we're going to do paternity testing.
So there are 7 male chimps, 3 prime suspects. Are they, if we can call them suspects, are they the 3 that were particularly sweet on Teresa?
Yes, definitely. The one that I think the care staff and most of the staff here think might be the dad is a fellow named Jameau. He's a very nice male and certainly does very well with the women. And there's another male named...
Back up. He does well with the women. What does that mean?
All of the female chimps seem to like him an awful lot. There's a male named Conan who's 21 years old, who's kind of the football player of the group, and he just... a very big guy and very muscular, and the youngest one is Magnum, and he's 17, and he's still a little bit goofy, trying to grow up and be part of the group, and he's the youngest male in the group, so he has a lot to prove to everyone else. So he might be the underdog of it, but you just don't know, so there's always going to be surprises.
Do you have any personal hunches? Is there a likeness to one of the other suspects?
Well, I thought maybe it could be Magnum because the little baby Tracy's arms and legs are very long, and she's a big kid, but both Teresa's very small and slight, and Jameau is very small. So I thought maybe it would need to be a dad that was kind of large. So that's why I thought maybe Magnum, but time will tell.
Well, Linda Brent, thanks so much for talking to us.
Sure, I've appreciated it. Thanks.
That was Dr. Linda Brent. She's the director of Chimp Haven. She's also a behavioral primatologist, and she was speaking to us from Keithville, Louisiana.